This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today embarked on a three-day visit to the United States, packed with a series of high-level meetings and engagements. Mr. Modi will begin his tour by attending the fourth annual Quad Leaders Summit at Wilmington in Delaware. During the summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, along with other leaders of the Quad grouping. Afterward, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will engage with the Indian diaspora on 22nd of this month. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Wardha in Maharashtra yesterday, he said this scheme is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years-old skills in the country. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi will take oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at the Raj Nivas, where Delhi LG VK Saxena will administer the oath to Atishi and her Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Atishi as the Chief Minister of Delhi from the date of her being sworn in. The President also cleared the appointment of five ministers. They are Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat. Atishi will be the third woman Chief Minister of Delhi after Sushma Swaraj from the BJP and Sheila Dixit from the Congress. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Nixilism and the idea of Nixilism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Nixilite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. He said the centre has been successful in ending Nixilism in the entire country except for four districts in Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Nixils to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said that if Nixils do not listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that semiconductor manufacturing company Analog Devices has partnered with the Indian Semiconductor Mission to develop semiconductor solutions in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that soon a memorandum of understanding will be signed with semiconductor advanced manufacturing upskilling for skill development. The Ministry of Finance has said that the digital payment transaction volume grew to nearly 19,000 crore in financial year 2023-24 compared to over 2,000 crore in financial year 2017-18. The volume of the Unified Payment Interface UPI transactions also increased more than 13,000 crore from nearly 90 crore during the same period. The ministry further added that UPI transaction value has reached 200 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2023-24. It also informed that UPI is currently facilitating live transactions in seven countries. These are UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France and Mauritius. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has responded to the letter written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in connection with the floods in South Bengal due to releases from Damodar Valley Corporation. In the letter written to West Bengal Chief Minister, the Union Minister said that the matter was also raised by her on Thursday, which was immediately responded to by his ministry, underscoring the circumstances and the mechanism for releases from the two reservoirs. He said West Bengal officials were also consulted and kept informed at each and every stage. Voters in Sri Lanka will choose a new president today as the island prepares to hold its first election after the 2022 economic crisis. While 38 candidates are in the race, the contest is mainly between the incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, opposition leader Sajith Premadasa and leftist leader Anurag Kumara Dissanayake. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 81 for 3 against Bangladesh on day 3 of the first test at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. With a strong first innings lead of 227 runs, India now leads by 308 runs overall. Shubman Gill with 33 runs and Rishabh Pant with 12 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.